This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Please be seated. Before I begin this morning, I want to share a little bit of something with you. I know that many of us who have studied history realize that one of the prolific writers of all times was the reformer Martin Luther. Perhaps a person has been written about as much as Jesus Christ, but he himself had this passion for writing and for teaching. And as a result of that, many students of theology and seminary and many clergy will often refer to Martin Luther as having a disease. And that disease was called diarrhea of the pen. Well, being a good Lutheran at my roots as I grew up as a Lutheran, I think I have that disease. This is my dissertation. And on the 31st of July, after next week's services, I'll be going up to Virginia and discussing this document with my professors. So I am scheduled for the 31st. From 9 to 12, if you would keep me in prayer, as I will be meeting with my faculty and finally finish it. Thank you. Praise God. Let us pray. Weary God, you who crept into the human skin, skin that was tired and weak, skin that needed Sabbath rest, skin that felt harried and pained. Weary God, be gentle with us as we gather in our neediness. Amen. I'd like to begin with a tombstone epitaph about a busy woman. This is the kind of thing that you would find often chiseled into the old tombstones in the cemeteries of New England where I grew up. And this one, I think, has a great deal of wisdom to share with us today. It reads, "Here lies a woman who was always tired. She lived in a house where help was never hired. Her last words on earth were, 'Dear friends, I am going where washing ain't done, nor sweeping, nor sewing. But everything there is exact to my wishes, for where they don't eat, there's no washing of dishes. I'll be where loud anthems will always be ringing, but having no voice, I'll be clear of the singing. Don't mourn for me now, don't mourn for me never. I'm going to do nothing forever and ever.'" How many of us wish we could identify with that woman? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? However, today's gospel cries out an entirely opposite message as we realize that these disciples and Jesus have been incredibly busy doing ministry. In the beginning of chapter 5, prior to our reading, we found that as soon as they crossed over the Sea of Galilee, there they were met with a demoniac that needed to be healed, as well as others. They cross again to the other side, and there is another situation, a young girl that is brought back to life and healed. And then after that, Jesus sends his disciples out to do some missionary work. And that's where we pick up today as we find those disciples in their enthusiasm. They've returned and they have been overwhelmed with the crowds of people putting demands upon them. But they have preached and they have taught people to turn their lives around and to find meaning in following the will and the love of God. They're excited. But as Jesus notes their enthusiasm, he also realizes that they are weary. And so as we hear with this morning's text, Jesus invites them, come away with me to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while. We all know how busy and demanding the world is around us. And I know that that is something that Jesus and the disciples would very readily identify with in our daily world. Today we have so many time-saving devices in our homes and at our places of work. And so we begin to think, well, if we do, then we have more time to spend with family and friends, to spend more time perhaps doing charity work or devoting to the work of our congregation, more leisure to read, more leisure to perhaps walk the beach, do arts and crafts, or to take a nap. How often, however, do we find ourselves saying, boy, how quickly time is passing. The passage of time is something that you and I wrestle with on a daily basis. Our lives are so packed full that by the end of the day, we're looking and thinking, I haven't even accomplished half of what I want to do today. And it's interesting that experts are telling us that what you and I accomplish in a day, 30 years ago, it took 3 days to do all of that. Interesting statistic. If there ever was a busy person, it was Jesus. And all we need to do is to turn to the Gospels and see how busy he was along with his disciples. They were in the thick of doing ministry. And the response were throngs of people that came to them with need, demanding his attention. Jesus, therefore, says, that as we read in our scripture today, there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and the disciples didn't even have time to eat. He said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. As demonstrated by the sports world, which we will see so nobly demonstrated by the Olympics that will be starting in London in a few days, there is wisdom in that strategy of taking time out, especially when the games need to be slowed down, when a weary player needs to have a short break, when advice and support is needed from a coach, when a player needs encouragement and direction, when opponents seem to be getting the upper hand, a call for time out is needed and necessary to be successful. Time out, therefore, is a wise principle for our daily living. We need time out to slow down the pace that we are living. We need time to listen and to hear what our Lord has to advise us. We need words of encouragement and support, words that help us against our opponent, either the devil or the world around us, or even our own selfish desires, because they all are getting the upper hand. We need time to reassess where we are going, what we have been doing wrong, and how we can improve on our daily living. We all know this. We all know it. But we continue to struggle with it. We don't take the time to even breathe for a moment to get a fresh perspective. In fact, we begin to feel guilty if we even take a little bit of time for ourselves. But Jesus didn't feel guilty about that, nor did he make his disciples feel guilty. They were human, and so was he. They had a hectic life, and that is so vividly portrayed by the Gospel of Mark. In Mark's Gospel, there is that sense of urgency that we've got to do as much as we can because Jesus is with us, and we need to take advantage of the time that he is here among us. And so we realize that Jesus is helping his disciples to deal with a strenuous ministry, especially now that they have returned from that mission trip They are enthused, but they also need rest. And so Jesus invites them simply by saying, come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest a while. All of us need that kind of invitation. And Jesus and his disciples knew that they needed to get away, just as we do. We cannot keep up that pace of constant pressure of being pulled in multiple directions to realize that it is important to have alone time. They needed to retreat. Jesus needed to retreat, that they may be refreshed and renewed to continue what needed to be done. In fact, throughout all of the New Testament, we find that Jesus does this frequently. And so the important message here is that we need to simply pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and reflect. Many of us from a very young age learned that you can pray at all times, and also that any place is appropriate for prayer. But Jesus is now taking that further by helping us to realize that the best way that you and I can collect our thoughts is that when we are alone, we can be focused better, away from distractions and interruptions of noise and of the crowds and the demands that are placed upon us by others, and be able to fix our attention and our thoughts on God and what God wants for us. Jesus knew how important it was, nevertheless, to find, in the midst of his busyness, to find time for quietness and reflection. God himself demonstrated that in the very beginning with creation, where the seventh day was a day of rest. That again was emphasized through the teachings of Moses as the Ten Commandments were delivered, and the focus on that commandment to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Yes, we are to work 6 days, but one day is there to rest and to give to God. Look what we have done with the Sabbath that God has given to us. Not only do we fill every single day, every single moment with chores and concerns, helping others, and numerous other individual interests and family activities, but we even do that on the Lord's Day. It's a very simple principle that God set up in the 7 days. All those days belong to God, but one day is to be a day to honor God and to rest. A time to collect our thoughts and to think about life, about where we are going, about what we are doing, to think about our relationship with God, the time that we spend in prayer, and the things that we are doing to influence our spiritual growth. It is a day in which we are to gather to worship God and to rest away from the pressures of daily life. In fact, we should find a moment like that in every single day, even a moment to simply to stop, to think and reflect. Taking time out is a helpful principle to slow down our heavy pace, because you can't serve God well when you are fatigued in body and mind, when your nerves are frayed, and you find yourself shouting at anyone and everyone who disagrees with you. And when you are worn out like that, everything gets to you. And you certainly don't want to turn to God in praise at that time. When that happens, that means that our bodies and minds and souls need rest. Time out for peace, for quiet and refreshment. Take out time to spend with God who loves us and wants to refresh us. Psalm 46, the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. In other words, calm down. Stop for a moment and remember the goodness of God. Meditate on God's word. Allow that word to speak to you in silence and in stillness. and know that God is always present in your heart. Nobody, nobody is too busy to be able to do that much. Despite the opposition of the world around us and the pressures of today's society, it is so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life that we don't take that important time out. Yes, Jesus was a busy person, and so were those disciples. But Jesus realized that in order for them to have the strength to carry out the missions and the ministry that they are called to do, they need to be empowered in order to fight the forces of evil and sin and to be able to be connected to the Heavenly Father. This contemporary world of ours spends too much time running hard, never stopping to ask where we are going. We spend too much time climbing the ladder, never really asking, is that ladder leaned up against the right wall? Our busyness has become an addiction. We're so hooked on busyness that we are uncomfortable to find a free hour, a free moment, God forbid, a free day to ourselves. Even when we do find a free moment or a free day, what do? We fill it in with everything else that we've been neglecting for some time. We do it to ourselves, and we do it to our families. And I am perhaps one of the biggest examples of that kind of living. Jesus saw that his disciples had been working hard. They've just returned from this mission trip, and they are weary. He's not going to push them any longer. He simply says, come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest a while. Because you see, it doesn't take very long that they are back into the routine. The crowd finds them and gathers. But for that little bit of a moment, Jesus blessed those disciples with peace, with silence and solitude to be refreshed and to be renewed. We need to hear stories like this from Scripture often, that we can give ourselves permission to take rest, to take a little time for renewal, to strengthen our bodies and our spirits. Because our culture constantly is going to scream, go, go, go. And someone needs to remind us that we need to take time to rest. And so that is what I am reminding you of today, as well as myself. Allow me to encourage you to find a little time each day to yourself, even a moment to think, to read a devotion or scripture, or to pray, as I offer this prayer for us at this moment. Dear God, quiet my frenzied spirit. Help me to know what is important today, and help me to know what is not important. Show me how you would have me to live this day. Show me how to make this a blessed day for my family and for myself. Give me the grace to do what I can, Lord, and give me the grace to trust you for the rest. Give me peace, Lord. Grant me your peace. Amen. So our Lord tells his disciples, come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest a while. May we follow as he asks. Amen.